Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dave Collins. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting third. The shortstop, Dave Concepcion. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dan Dreesen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ron Ester. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike O'Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Tom Seaver. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Lynch. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ed Lynch. And now, play ball. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn misplays the ball. That's an error on Flynn. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is hit by the pitch. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from O'Berry and he is out, Concepcion applying the tag. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from O'Berry and he is out, Concepcion applying the tag. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman takes first base on ball four. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ester scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kingman moves to second. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kingman moves to third. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike O'Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Berry takes first base on ball 4. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver bunts towards the mound. Lynch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. O'Berry moves to second. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch bunts towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Flynn moves to second. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ester scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 1 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazzilli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Griffey. Mazzilli reaches second base with a double. Brooks scores. It's 1-0, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0 for 1 in the game. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 0 for 1 in the game. Ester hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 0 in the game. Lynch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins throws the ball into Concepcion, who tags Lynch trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Mike O'Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Berry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, O'Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seaver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ester scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mazzilli. Griffey reaches second base with a double. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 2 in the game. Concepcion hits a line drive towards first. Kingman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Boitano now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Griffey scores. It's Reds, 1, Mets, 1. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0 for 2 in the game. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dreesen for the out. Foster moves to second. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 2 in the game. Knight takes first base on ball 4. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 0 for 2 in the game. Ester hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ester for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mozilli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentine moves to second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 2 in the game. Stearns bunts towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Valentine moves to third. Mozilli moves to second. One out. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is walked intentionally. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Dan Boitano. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dreesen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Baylor now playing second base. Neil Allen now pitching. Joe Nolan pinch hits for Mike O'Berry. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan takes first base on ball 4. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaver bunts towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Nolan moves to second. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Allen, and towards Baylor, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Griffey is walked intentionally. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 3 in the game. Concepcion hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mozilli. Concepcion reaches second base with a double. Nolan scores. Griffey goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Reds. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mozilli throws the ball into Brooks, who relays the ball to Baylor, who tags Foster trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Concepcion scores. It's 4-1, Reds. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Nolan now catching. Sam Mahias now playing right field. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brooks hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion catches it and throws to first to double up Tavares. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-3 in the game. Dreesen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 0-for-3 in the game. Ester hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nolan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ester moves to second. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seaver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ester scores. Nolan moves to third. It's 5-1, Reds. Ray Searidge now pitching. Sam Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Reds. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mozzilli hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Ray Searidge. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.